You're listening to Night Fright, Wednesday nights from 10 to midnight on CKLU 96.7 FM. Your voice in the dark for paranormal and conspiracy radio. And now your host, Brent Holland.
And we are back right away. I'm speaking tonight with UFOologist, local Sudbury-an, Michel Deschamps here joining us once again. And we're speaking about sightings in and around Sudbury and also in the north of Ontario and beyond, areas beyond. How's that? If you have any questions for Michel, any sightings you want to share, you could reach us here at 705-673-6538, 673-6538, nightfrightshow@gmail.com. Michel, before we took the break, I had mentioned that I'd like to come back and talk a little bit and go back into the Manitoulin Island story. Yeah. You can go to Michel's website, which is www.newford.com,
yeah,
and see pictures there of the landing. It's just incredible. On what page would they find that, by the way?
Physical evidence.
Physical evidence?
Yeah, okay. UFO physical evidence. Because it was funny. I'd heard that Q92 was doing a report on crop circles with Melanie Dahl, and then...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and...
They're playing something else besides a tape loop? Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Taking a shot at Q92 because their program is a...
Yeah. Well, they had... Well, there was a show. I guess I got word of it, and what happened is I took my ghetto blaster to work, and I actually tape-recorded the show while I was, during work or my break, whatever. Mm-hmm. And... So I called them up because I said, oh, crop circles in Sudbury, whatever. So she gave me the name of the guy who actually had taken photos, and it was all kind of cloak and dagger. I met the guy in his apartment, and he gave me the photos. Actually, he gave me negative strips.
Okay.
And when I said, okay, you know, mm-hmm, I'll try to look at them, and couldn't really make out anything at all until I got the pictures developed.
Just let me interrupt. I should mention that you're listening to CKLU 96.7 FM. How's my radio voice tonight? And www.cklu.ca on the internet, and of course, if you're streaming, you already know that because you're already on the website. But folks, we are indeed streaming, and I apologize for interrupting you. I should have did that right after the break. Sorry, man.
It's okay.
You are not listening to Q92 or Big Daddy.
Oh. So, yeah, so I get the pictures or get the negative strips developed. And to my amazement, it was not crop circles. It was circles. Well, donut-shaped indentations, actually. Indentations is kind of different. See, the area is limestone. And this is near Spring Bay, Manitoulin, like outside of Spring Bay, on the west side. And you can't see it from the road. You have to walk in almost a quarter mile. Mm-hmm. And the area is like 80 to 90 feet across, flat limestone.
Covered. Solid.
Covered with maybe three quarters.
Oh. A phone call.
Wow.
Wow. Good evening. You're on Night Fright. Hello.
Hi, Brent.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have a quick question.
Sure. Fire away. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we all believe aliens pretty much exist, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If we ever encountered one.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fist fight?
Who do you think would win? Do they even have fists? How do they pick their nose? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, tentacles, fists, you know, they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah. Do you have a serious question for Michel?
It is, actually, yes.
What's your serious question?
It's the fist one, actually.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, in a lot of the abduction cases, Travis Walton, for instance, best example ever, mm-hmm, from the movie Fire in the Sky.
Hey, should Google Travis Walton? I think it would be beneficial.
Actually,
for
there's
you.
A link. There's a link to his website from my website on the links page, and he basically, when he woke up when he got up from the table and realized where he was, believe me, he wanted to throttle one of them or whatever. He came close. In some cases, you're totally incapacitated,
either telepathically or whatever. I mean, mm-hmm. you could have your fists up and ready just to punch them because they look so frail, right? You figured, mm-hmm. well, you can knock them down, no problem. But apparently they just freeze you, just like suspended animation. In a lot of abduction cases even, where two small children were abducted, the parents would be totally frozen there, unable to do anything, but still able to breathe, able to see. So they have this advanced technology where you couldn't, you know, you could try to fight them off or whatever, but I think they could overpower anybody.
Have you ever had any experiences in seeing anything strange in the sky that you might think out of the ordinary?
Never really with UFOs, but usually I've actually had some cases with paranormal.
Far away. Go ahead.
Oh, well, actually one time I was up at Inverhuron, and I found out, like, I actually saw orbs flying through the woods with me and my friend.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
That is really, that's rare, yeah. My friend.
Near which lake?
Inverhuron. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Exactly.
Do you know where that is, Michelle?
No, I'm not sure. But I know there's a team of people by Lake Ontario that actually are on the lookout to photograph orbs going in and out of the water or above the water or whatever.
Do you think that may have a UFO connection, an alien connection?
It may. We're not
knows,
sure.
Huh?
It's not like
speculation.
It's not,
right?
Well, yeah, it's not like the aliens are coming right down and setting us out and setting us straight, you know, and say, this is what's going on, this is what we're doing, this is what belongs to us, this is something that's totally outside of our realm. Mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of clarification. So that's where a lot of the speculation falls in. Is this UFO? Is this ghost? But... you know, it's there. It's happening,
sure is,
and it's being seen. You know, it's not. It's not.
Yeah. So, one quick question before I leave.
Sure. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on anal probing? Go.
Anal probing, eh?
Hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like an anal question to me. Listen, we have call identical here.
Yeah.
So thanks for the call, but. You know what I'm saying, pal?
Yeah.
There's no sense doing that, you know?
No, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You know,
cause,
kids,
eh? They're having fun.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of people will insinuate that all this abduction is about sex, but it's not sex at all. It's the study of the reproductive system, and it's very painful and very traumatic to the people who are going through it.
Very much so.
You know, it's like... when all these people that are saying, you know, making reference to sex and all that stuff, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like making fun of Holocaust survivors. It's in that same realm.
Or somebody suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah. You know, when you sit in, like I spent the weekend in Sault Ste. Marie with the mother, who was a former registered nurse, retired, and the two daughters. One was 26 and the other one was 35 and married. Some of the stuff they related to me, which I have on tape, I mean, it's pretty, pretty sensitive. When you're talking about, you know, the fetus being removed and the placenta is still there, you know, of course, all abductees believe that whatever was taken away was something that was initially put there.
Yeah, and these are real documented cases, folks. This isn't just something.
This is not something that's like made to you know, make people laugh or whatever. I mean, this is deadly serious, and it's deadly serious to me. It's probably the only thing that I consider very, very serious.
Yeah.
Apart from, you know, if you've got you're in a marriage or a relationship, you know, I take that seriously too.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff has gone on for a long time, and it will continue to go on until maybe some revelation, major revelation, will come about from the part of the aliens.
Let's flip forward now and Manitoulin Island. And those pictures were amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, www.newforce.com, and you can see the pictures of the landing there. They're actually incredible photos. They're crystal clear. And it really does show where...
Two objects landed.
Landed.
At first, I thought maybe...
They look like donuts with a hole in the middle.
It's very obvious. The gravel was blown away
in
donut-shaped indentations. I mean, the rest of the gravel was there. But the gravel was blown away in two donut-shaped indentations. And the thing that I found really peculiar is I thought, well, okay, we had some people saying, well, somebody did donuts with a three-wheeler or whatever. It couldn't have been that, because we even took a broom, before, because one of the circles was visible when we first got on site. I mean, don't forget it. It survived a winter, because we went there in June of 91, mm-hmm. and it had taken place in mid-September 1990, just around
so
election time.
It had even gone through radar.
So,
winter. Yeah.
So we go over there, and first of all, it's like not even visible from the road. I mean, like I said, it's a quarter mile into the woods, surrounded by trees mm-hmm. in this large clearing. If it was a hoax, I would have placed it right next to the road so people would see it as they drove by. There was no way for anybody to know. Now, the farmer, or you could call it a farmer, it was not really a farm, but anyways, he would check his property once a week. And he came upon the two rings and then showed this to one of his friends, Donald Langtree. These people are now passed on. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the gravel was blown away. Limestone surface is really hard. There was some caked mud, or you could tell that it either rained or whatever, and it dried up. But the edges of the outer perimeter of the circle was really, really hard. I mean, we tried to sweep it off. I mean, we swept off the loose gravel. Like I said, we got there. One circle was visible. The other one was not so visible. But we used the pictures in relation to where the location of the second one was. So we started using a broom. And it came really hard when we came to the center part, because there was gravel in the center. That's like a center button mm-hmm. part. And then the gravel on the outside.
What do you think would have caused the, I won't call it a burn, but the melting?
It wasn't heating at all. And melting,
I guess?
It wasn't really, I couldn't really tell, because the thing that was funny is that I didn't see any residue holding the sand and the gravel together on the outer perimeter of the circle, or mm-hmm. the middle. But it was so hard together, I needed a scraper just to scrape it off. And I didn't want to damage the circles. I mean, we took some photographs, videos, whatever, and we just, whatever loose gravel was in on the limestone itself, we either swept it in towards the middle mm-hmm. or totally out of the outside of the circle. So we had the two perfect donut shape, but they weren't perfectly circular. Of course, it's irregular because they're black.